With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Washington has reportedly developed a secret 28-point plan with Russia to end the war in Ukraine. Not so secret now after that tweet, perhaps. This comes ahead of a meeting later today between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and a US delegation in Kyiv. And Declan Power, defence and security analyst, joins us this morning. Declan, I want to talk to you as well this morning about that Russian ship in Irish waters. But first up, regarding this peace plan, how seriously can we take it, particularly if Ukraine appears to have been marginalised in it?
Well, you know, the important words are the ones you just mentioned, Ukraine and marginalised. And if that is the case, which is what I think I and most other people would suspect will be the case, it's not going to have traction. The difference between this proposed plan and, shall we say, the recent ceasefire that the US managed to broker and put into place in Palestine and Gaza is that the US has much more control over the moving parts there, and particularly the key players, the key belligerent being Israel. In this case, the key belligerent is Russia, and the US has demonstrated it has no control nor no particular grasp or understanding of the Russian playbook. And we've seen Putin diplomatically run rings around Donald Trump in recent months, it's not even a full year since Donald Trump has been in power, but it doesn't augur well, let's put it that way. The other thing that we need to keep in mind here, it appears the Ukrainians haven't been consulted in any shape or form, so whatever these 28 points are, it'll be interesting to see what Vladimir Zelensky has to say about it, and indeed his European partners, the rest of us, who have been to the fore in supporting Ukraine in this war, in this just war to defend their own homeland.
Yeah,
can't see the European Union being supportive of something that squeezes Ukraine into a position of being forced to accept an unequal set of peace terms, not just for altruism, but because that won't be good for Europe either. An unequal peace will lead to war. History proves that.
Yeah. And do you believe in the, I think the answer to this is already in your last answer, but the bona fides of Russia in any of this? I mean, obviously we saw that attack yesterday in Ukraine, 25 killed. Russia does not look like a country entertaining the notion of peace.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made to last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
No, it doesn't. And unfortunately, and it may sound cynical to say this, but in the world of intelligence and security, one has to take these bits of the jigsaw into account. I don't think there is any mistake in this attempt at some sort of a deal being cobbled together happening on the heels of allegations that are damaging the unity of the Ukrainian government, the allegations about corruption. Mm-hmm. It's nearly too coincidental that something that strikes at the heart of unity in the Ukrainian government and societal structure, happening at a time when the US probably is going to try and strong arm Ukraine into accepting a deal.
Isn't that part of the Russian playbook too, though? A hybrid warfare, division, cyber attacks, smear campaigns, all of that is part of their...
Absolutely. The concept of hybrid warfare is engaging in belligerent acts up to but stopping just short of all-out kinetic war, or stopping short of activating the reasons for a war, activating, for example, an Article 5 or a mutual assistance or defence clause. And in this case, the Russians are engaging in hybrid warfare, not at the operation or tactical level, but at the strategic level. So if they can get the US government to strong-arm Zelensky into a situation where he either has to take it, or if he doesn't take it, the US feel justified in cutting him adrift, and then Europe is struggling to try and fill that gap, which it is at the minute. I mean, you can see Europe has maximized its support for Ukraine hugely since the start of the war, but it's still a long way from being able to fill the gap that US munitions and technology would leave.
Many people think everyone is doing enough to stop them losing, but not enough to help them win. Can we move on to the Russian spy ship? This was obviously in UK waters. They were firing lasers at RAF pilots, etc. Now heading for Irish waters. Much harder to defend. What kind of capabilities do we have of dealing with something like this?
Well, we have very little in the line of capability to deal with it from a belligerent perspective. We also seem to be struggling with regards to the legal situation as to could we intercept, stop or board if it's outside of Irish territorial waters. It's an Irish economically controlled, or is heading, I should say, towards Irish economically controlled waters. Now, this is, to go back to your earlier point, this is very much out of the Russian toolbox of hybrid warfare. It's using the Antar not just to gather operational intelligence about cables. And it should be noted that it's no mistake that it's in the waters it's in, because one of Ireland's major energy connectors comes from Scotland, down past the Isle of Man, to Ireland. And it's not a million miles away from the route that the Antar is taking and has been taking in the past and loitering around. So there is a very much real operational concern on both sides of the Irish Sea about this. And it should be of particular importance to us, because 80% of our energy needs come through this connector. And if that's ever interfered with, we will be in trouble. There is no doubt about that. Now, having said that, I don't think the Russians have any intent to do anything right now, but they keep waving the flag around that area, reminding us that they could.
It's deliberately provocative, though, isn't it?
It is. It's provocative in a number of planes, because that's the operational side of it. It's also at the political side. They're looking to see where are the fault lines. How will the UK and Ireland, are they intent on coordinating? Like, everybody knows Ireland doesn't have the capacity to do anything of a heavyweight nature from a security and defence perspective, even in terms of protecting its own interests, and homeland, and citizens.
Would you say this highlights the fact that our defence system appears to be sort of hope for the best? Do you know, hope that our UK neighbours, hope that our EU neighbours, hope that our NATO allies, that I'm not suggesting we're NATO, I'm saying our allies that are within NATO, that they will step in if we are in trouble? But it's sort of an ostrich head in the sand kind of a defence system.
If I could really be blunt here, our defence strategy, our defence, such as it is based on sticking plasters and Hail Marys. That's it. And to go back to your point, Yeah, we may not be in NATO, but we are allied with Europe on a variety of different levels. You would want to have been living on the far side of the moon not to realize that. We are interdependent, but we have chosen, for some cognitive dissonant reason, we have chosen to completely opt out of any kind of proper defense engagement. Now, we flitter around the edges. We are in the Partnership for Peace so we can have a relationship with NATO. We're in PESCO, but we don't maximize it to its full effect within the European Union. So what I'm saying is we actually have the ingredients to knit together our own bespoke version of defense cooperation in a way that suits us and for purely defensive and homeland security purposes. And we're not doing that. And I would argue we're not doing that because of poor political leadership and because of various political ideologues who are stuck in the past and who are being irresponsible in their duties to the Irish people and the Irish state, which is taking seriously the level of threat and doing something seriously about it, not compromising our values. We don't have to join NATO, but we do need to acknowledge that we have to have a relationship with all of these other players in Europe because we are interdependent. They depend on us, we depend on them.
Declan Power, Defence and Security Analyst, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion. It's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.